Hello, this is Mole speaking. Sorry it's so noisy. Today is the 9th of October 2017 and this is the 664th Mole Out Loud podcast. And I'm just escaping from the main road. I thought I'd be talking to you on a little meandery walk to South Hobart because I was going to have my hair cut, but I'm not having my hair cut. It's been cancelled for today, and so it'll be another time. And so what I'm doing is walking into Qigong as usual and just taking a slightly different route. That's quite fun. I can't actually remember the last time I came down the street. One of the nice things that of living sort of diagonally away from the grid of Hobart is that there are almost endless variations of zigzag that I can take to get into town. And I know I'm a bit of a creature of habit, that I usually go the same way because I've found a route that I really like. But it feels like a good thing to change. It's been a week since I last spoke to you. I do hope that you've had a good week, and maybe you've had some downtime too, so maybe you've had some unplugged time like me. If so, I hope it's been as good for you as it has been for me. It took me probably until Tuesday to really feel the peace and spaciousness of it, but that's quicker than it has been in the past, so I'm pleased about that. And I really felt as if I got into some work. I had very, very little else scheduled, so I was able to concentrate on the work in hand, which was the novel. And although I'm not whizzing forward with it, in fact I'm taking it apart muscle by muscle to rejig the skeleton, I still feel as if it's been a successful thing to do. I'm not there yet, and without that concentration, without really reneging on everything else, I don't think I've got the brain space to do something like that. And I just need to take more and more notice of that, of how distractible I often am and what it takes to move myself from that distractibility to a good focus. I worked until Friday, and then on Saturday I went for a weekend Qigong workshop. So I had a weekend of doing something that was also very focused but completely different, and my body really needed it. I've got a bit of a frozen shoulder from the writing. So that would have stopped me even if I hadn't gone to a Qigong workshop. And now a bit more Qigong today. I should be pretty right for the coming week, although of course it's not going to be quite as spacious as the last one. I think I've mentioned before that I know that I'm on this jury duty list and I still haven't heard. So I'm still feeling a bit tentative about what's going to happen this month, but I'll just have to take it week by week and hope that they give me a week's notice, at least. I hope two, actually. And see. And just, if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, well and good. One of the lovely things about going to the Qigong workshop was that it was leaving Hobart. It meant a drive about 45, 50 minutes down towards the southwest. The southwest is where our heritage area begins. A third of Tasmania is heritage ancient forest. And I suppose where we were was about a third of the way from here to there. So it wasn't bushland that we were going through, but it was very lovely, undulating farm and coast. And just before we got to the place where this workshop was being held, which is called Signet, there was a field, a deep green field, full of swans just sitting in the field. It looked so strange and special as well. And just that, their blackness against the green. It felt, well, I suppose I still have a kind of Europeanness around swans being white and being on water that is blue or muddy brown or something like that. So it was a real sight. I've just got down to what some of you may remember is the cork tree. The cork tree is on the intersection of Bathurst and Bathurst and what? Bathurst and Barrett streets. And it's where I think of my walk entering town rather than walking to town. And it gets noisier because of these intersections and main roads. And it is just a short block from the Whole Food shop where they sell very delicious brownies. And I know I shouldn't, but I think I will. So I'm going to farewell myself from you now. Oh, look. Oh, there's a very dear little bird here. Just a baby something. Of course, if I took a photo, it's a baby fantail. It's very, very beautiful. It's not beautiful colours, but they're like wrens, but they've got a very big, wide fantail. You don't look... Actually, it is a baby. I think you are a baby, aren't you? You don't know that you shouldn't be out of your nest. Bit dangerous. I'm just going to pause this for a moment. I just had to stop there because it looked as if it was going to just hop into the middle of the road. I don't know whether it was that it couldn't fly, but anyway, just ushered it into a slightly safer spot. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.